This is Degaris Masclist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 30, entitled Ideological Ammunition for MGTOW / Masculist High Schoolers. Description. This flyer provides ideas to high school MGTOW / masculists they can use to morally pressure their female classmates against choosing the soft option majors instead of the hard option of math and the sciences that are necessary to become phipps as adults and hence not parasite on a man. The flyer itself. Ideological ammunition for MGTOW masculist high schoolers. For centuries, new ideological movements often start at university campuses, which is not surprising because they are a concentration of smart young people still in the rebellious stage of their psychological development, unburdened by the financial weight of parenthood, etc. But as a masculist theorist myself, I've become increasingly conscious that by the time students reach university age, the fluffy damage has already been done. So trying to push female university students to become phipps is already too late. About 2/3 of female university students today are future fluffies studying fluffy crap, who will look around for some robot male, also known as simp, to parasite upon in their 30s, when their biological clock is ticking off its final years, so that he, rather than she, will pay for the middle-class house she wants to raise her kids in. The real problem starts earlier than at university, but rather in the high school, and arguably earlier, but I'll concentrate on the high school years in this flyer. At age about 16, women make a choice between taking the hard option or the soft option. That is, between studying math and the sciences, which will open up the door for them to study similar subjects at university, that in turn will allow them to get well-paying careers that will make them true phipps, financially independent persons, and between studying easy, intellectually non-demanding subjects like history, literature, languages, etc. 16-year-old women who study such soft option majors exclude themselves from entering phipp majors at university, that is, the professions in the text that demand math and physics as prerequisites for study entry into their phipp departments. Thus, these young fluffies are taking implicitly a fuck you men attitude, in the sense that they are expressing their laziness and immorality towards males. It may not be explicitly conscious on their part. They may rationalize that they are merely choosing majors that they claim they are more interested in, and that may be true in the early days of the rise of high school masculism / MGTOW. But as high school women become fully conscious of MGTOW / masculist ideas, they will not be able to rationalize this way much longer. From the point of view of the high school MGTOW / masculists, these women are lazy, immoral, gutless, and parasitic on men. Such women are saying effectively that, I'm not interested in studying cold analytical math or the sciences that are not concerned with people and relationships. Those subjects don't interest me as a woman. I want to study subjects that are more about people and don't tax my brain. Math is abstract and difficult, and I don't want to have to give myself brain strain and be forced to be disciplined in my studies. I want the easy way to get a high school diploma. So I choose to study the soft option, as you MGTOW / masculists call it. The high school MGTOW / masculists know full well from studying MGTOW / masculist ideas that these women are choosing to be fluffies and hence become the enemies of the masculists. These women are saying, fuck men! Men will become our man slaves so that we fluffies do not have to make a real effort to earn our own living. We will get men to do that for us, so we can plan to exploit men, have them work for us. So basically, we are saying to men, fuck you, male, fuck your male human rights. You will be our man slaves. The above implicit or explicit attitude of these young fluffies enrages young MGTOW/masculists who hate being treated as future manslaves. They have read the MGTOW/masculist ideas and have become conscious of the negative experiences of men decades older than them, who are older and wiser, and are passing on their experience and wisdom to the young men, warning them not to have relationships with fluffies, even young ones, because these older MGTOW/masculists do not want to see these younger generation MGTOW/masculists fall into the same trap that the older ones did. So here are some statements, some ideological ammunition that young high school MGTOW/masculists can use against their fluffy female classmates who are contemplating becoming fluffies by choosing the soft option. Woman up, you fluffy parasites. Study the hard option. Toughen up. Don't be fluffy parasites on men later in life. If you don't study math and the sciences now, you'll never be phips as adults. So you'll want to parasite on men in your 30s when you want to have a kid. But by then, there won't be any robot males around who will be prepared to be parasited upon by fluffy parasitic bitches. So you'll be manless and poor because of the poor decisions you're making about your life now. There are so many MGTOW/masculists in our school now that you won't even be able to date now, let alone get a robot male a decade or so from now. You'll be treated as a parasitic pariah to be rejected and socially shunned as immoral, exploitative and abusive of males. You're expecting to parasite off a male. You scum. You vermin. You cunt. Go fuck yourself. Because no man in this school will, and you'll find the same very negative attitude towards you in just about any high school. Nearly every high school male is now aware of MGTOW/masculist ideas. Now that the media is full of it, now that the population is seriously crashing and everyone is talking about why men refuse to marry, to have kids and be parasited on by fluffy parasites. Go to hell, you worthless piece of shit. Go rot on the shelf where you belong. You are unworthy of a man. You treat men like shit. You piss on them with your fluffy attitudes. So guess what? We men piss on you right back and choose to have nothing to do with you. Your punishment for your manslaving, lazy, irresponsible, gutless, exploitative attitude towards men is that you won't have one. No man will go near you. Society will shun you. You'll be rejected from every side. No one will want to deal with you because you are seen as being unworthy of humane treatment. Because you yourself have the same attitudes towards men. You see men only as exploitable checkbooks, as fodder to feed you and pay for your middle-class house to raise your kids in. Well, we men refuse to be manslaves to women. That is what MGTOW/masculism is all about. We men are rebelling against working for women. We will not be manslaves to fluffy bitches. We will let you rot on the shelf. You piss on us, we will shit on you right back, you vermin. Once the media have done their job, and MGTOW/masculist ideas are in the head of nearly everyone, then men's lib groups can be formed in every high school, so that collective MGTOW/masculist moral pressure can be exerted on high school women to woman up, to study the hard option, so that they become phips as adults and pull their financial weight. Organized collective moral pressure on fluffy high schools will be more effective than coming only from individual male classmates. The high school teachers, especially the male teachers, can exert a powerful influence on these fluffy high school women. No calculus, no baby. Be fit or be manless. Fluffies rot on the shelf can be taught to these young fluffies by their teachers. The whole social climate that these young fluffies live in will turn against them. Their parents can teach them the same messages, but at a much earlier age. Mothers can look at the treatment their sisters got for being fluffies and look at the bitter, lonely lives they lead by these sisters, manless, loveless, childless and poor. They can put enormously influential pressure on their daughters to be phips or else pay a horrible price, that is, not just being manless, but far worse, being socially rejected, being pariahed, being found worthless as a human being. To you young high school males reading this, I hope you look into your futures and avoid the fluffies in your classes. If you see women moving towards the soft option, then morally abuse them. Call them fluffies. Tell them they won't get a man. Tell them about the MGTOW / maskless, and that even in today's world, 70% of young men under 35 in the US refuse to marry and have kids, because they don't want to be financially massacred by fluffy ex-wives. Tell them there's a horrible man shortage. They are almost certain to not get a man they can parasite on if they take the soft option. Put strong collective pressure on women to woman up, study FIP majors and become FIPs if they want any chance of getting a man. Society has become too MGTOW / maskless conscious to tolerate fluffies any longer. Society sees fluffies for what they are, immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin. You do only one thing with vermin, you wipe them out by forcing them to rot on the shelf to extinction. One of the fundamental goals of the maskless is to wipe out fluffydom by wiping out the fluffies. Be FIP or be manless. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name de Garis, Masklist, MGTOW, Flyers. Ciao.